This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the second hour of the program. I want to say thank you to A. Friedman, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS program. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support, and A. Friedman is gold level, which means that A. Friedman is contributing at least $10 a month to what we do here, which is spreading the ideas of freedom. So if you like what we do, please, you can join him over at amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
Let's go to the phones to the fun. We got more to say on this attack against privacy, the latest attack against cryptocurrency on a mixing service called Tornado Cash, which has now been added to the sanctioned entities list in the United States. But first, Olivia is on the line in Arizona. Go ahead, Olivia.
Hey, dudette.
Hey. I'm really glad that the tech people are on tonight because I just watched a video that it was something that I had noticed, but I haven't really heard anybody cover, so I'm sorry if you guys have already talked about it. But
did you say the putz people?
Tech people.
Tech people. Oh, okay. Way
no,
off.
Not the putz people.
Okay, what was the video?
It's by Jimmy Corsetti of Bright Insight. He was a guest on Joe Rogan once. And he was talking about how Google and other search engines are deleting parts of the Internet, or really what they're not doing is they're not accessing parts of the Internet. So people will remember, used to, if you typed in a popular keyword, you'd get billions of results, and you could literally click on those pages at the bottom that just seem to go on forever.
Mm-hmm.
And now, if you do that, you guys probably don't use Google, but if you do that now,
I do
you'll
sometimes.
Notice, like...
Sometimes you have no choice.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So if you go to images, you get very few images anymore. The page doesn't go on forever. And if you go to the bottom with the numbers to click through the pages, you only get about 40 pages.
Really?
At most. Well, it's about 20. And then if you click repeat with omitted searches that are similar, you only get about 40 pages. And on the last page, it'll say only like... It goes from so many billions of results to like 400 results. It's really crazy. So they basically, and it's all popular like media outlets. You know, it's all the name brand stuff. So if you have a little blog, you know, the internet was for everyone. If you had a little blog, you'd still be out there. Depending, you could type in a quote. I remember, and it's not just controversial topics. I was looking for a news story about Yoko Ono.
Mm-hmm.
An interview that she had given about when she was younger, she heard the story about the samurai who decided to take on all the troubles of the world, and she thought that was really noble, so she decided to do that too, and she had nothing but bad luck. And then when she decided she was done with that, and she just wanted like these seven blessings or something, some kind of Japanese religious philosophy, then her luck changed, and she became this like household name. So, and I couldn't find that interview anywhere. It was just all John Lennon stuff. And so it's any topic.
I actually had that experience with two different things. You used to be able to type in a few words out of a quote and find that quote on the internet.
Now,
I was looking for something out of John Locke's second treatise on government, fifth chapter.
And you're putting quotes around it, right?
Well, I didn't have that many words in order, but basically I had to go to the book, and then I was looking for images of violence from the civil rights era, because somebody was saying, people have to have a lot of hate to make them not want to make America great again. And I was like, well, you know, there are people out there for whom America was never that great.
Mm-hmm.
you know, they're having dogs sicked on them because they wanted to be treated like humans, so I was trying to photobomb them. and I could find very few images of violence from the civil rights era, and a lot of them were repeats. Like I'd get the same image like 50 times in different shapes and sizes. It used to be better. We need decentralized search.
Yeah, this is interesting. And go ahead and give credit to whoever it was that you said was on Rogan that mentioned this, Olivia. Who
is it? His name is Jimmy Corsetti of Bright Insight.
Yeah, this is interesting. I just tested the claim, because normally when you're searching for something, you're searching for something specific, right? And so it's not unbelievable that, oh, well, there's only 20 pages of results. I looked for something specific. So I just searched for the word search.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's probably a lot of results for the word search on the internet, right? And indeed,
if you search for them.
And Google does say when you search for the word search that there are 25 billion results, 25.2 billion results, but yet, as Olivia points out, you can only go up to 20 pages of them, and then if you do the omitted results, then it goes to 40 or 41 pages, and that's it. That's all you get.
So what would be really interesting would be come up with a decentralized search engine where basically it uses the SETI approach of spreading the data across a lot of different people's computers. Mm-hmm. And basically, the way it would operate it is you put in your search term to whatever you put it into, okay, and then basically you flag the best results you got back. This is what I was looking for when I typed that in, and then aggregate all that data across a lot of different machines. The neat thing is the aggregators would get to see all the cool stuff that other people were searching on, and when something got popular, all of a sudden it would start being bandied around a lot, so it would be like the trending list on Twitter.
Wasn't there something like that? I feel like we've talked about alternatives to Google search before, and there were some, I don't know, maybe it was one that you mentioned, Chris, that might have had some kind of... It sounds familiar to me what you're describing, nobody. Maybe there is something like that out there. I just don't recall. Do you know, Chris, offhand, does that ring a bell for you?
I'm not entirely sure what we're talking about, except
like a decentralized search.
Yeah, I think pre-search is the one that comes to mind.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
I think it's blockchain-based.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. I think that was one that would involve blockchain and some sort of a client.
Yeah. There's some others out there, but I know there's some that are like really complicated to set up, and then there's others that are like they're sort of intended to make your search results more anonymous as opposed to being like an actual search engine and indexing its own content.
The thing I really want to see on the blockchain, because I think this is going to become, as we move further and further into the Orwell years, I think this is going to become a real issue. I would love it if people started taking the text of like every story published in the New York Times, take the full text of it and hash it. So all of a sudden, you know,
if
the hash changes, you know they changed the text of that article. And I was thinking of that when they redefined recession, you know, straight out of Orwell. I mean, first quiz I took in economics, what's the definition of recession? It's two consecutive quarters of negative economic growth. That's all it's ever been. Even the idiots who say that's not the definition anymore, they can't tell you what the definition
is now.
It's a word without a definition.
Olivia, anything else you want to share tonight?
Yes, so this just deeply really upsets me because, you know, the internet was the final frontier, you know, and it just seemed impossible to regulate, you know, and the spread of information, of free information, and the chance for anybody to kind of be found and share what they have is so sacred and paramount. And I used to find all these cool indie designers because I'm into, like, interior design and decorating and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And now I try to find them. I can't, like nobody said. I try to type in, like, words I can remember of a quote. Used to, it was super easy to find what you wanted. Now you get completely unrelated crap.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just really distressing. This is how they monopolize things. Mm-hmm. And once again, now you have to know someone who puts you out in front of people instead of on the merits of your work. And it's just really a bummer.
What I think we need to do is go from the internet to the undernet.
Okay. What does that mean?
What I mean is we need an undergroundish piece of internet.
Something that's
something
not the dark
like,
web?
Something, you know, maybe not the dark web, maybe the twilight web. that basically is something that's decentralized.
Olivia, thanks for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. And yeah, Chris, it was the pre-search one that that claims at least to be decentralized. You can run a node, for instance. There's some sort of a crypto involved. There's more.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live. Yeah.
603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Of course, inflation is at 40-year record highs. The dollar continues to weaken, and a lot of people are looking for alternatives. And one of those alternatives, of course, is precious metals. Folks over at BullionMax.com can help you with this. They are a direct consumer precious metals retailer. They can help you diversify into gold and silver. It's security for your family in times of crisis. You can buy direct from BullionMax.com without talking to a salesperson, and your precious metals ship fully insured directly to your home. It's fast and easy. Free Talk Live has a special offer to get you started. You can get BullionMax.com Silver Starter Kit at employee pricing. Just go to BullionMax.com/FTL. You get 5 ounces of the most desirable silver products, including a 2022 Silver American Eagle, the Buffalo Round, and Buffalo Silver Bar. It's limited to just one of these starter kits per household. So you can get yours now. Just go to BullionMax.com/FTL. That's BullionMax.com/FTL. And Ron Paul has been working with BullionMax as one of their spokespeople, which makes it pretty good in my book. Once again, BullionMax.com/FTL. And tonight in the studio, Ian, Nobody, and Chris, we were talking about the news about Tornado Cash, and what does it actually mean for computer code to be added to the sanctions list? I mean, normally sanctions are some sort of world government. So you got Iran and North Korea and Iraq or Cuba. These are countries that are on the sanctions list. So that means that basically anybody that's in those countries, you're not allowed to do business with them.
I believe Turkey is also on that list.
I certainly don't have a complete list here, but that's what is included here in this email update.
I wonder if the Young Turks know about that.
Whiteboard, which
is interesting because they're part of NATO.
Whiteboardcrypto.com has got this email here. And so then also there's certain individuals who are on this list. But now there's a computer code that is open source and is running currently on the Ethereum smart contract system called Tornado Cash.
Are you looking? One big question is, what about Ethereum miners? Ethereum miners have criminal liability for this thing?
That's a great question. They actually do address that in the story, I think. So let me go on here. So he says it's now illegal for anyone in the U.S. to engage in trade or perform quote-unquote other dealings with a decentralized application known as Tornado Cash. For starters,
that's not vague at all.
This means,
no, of course not.
This could mean using it, depositing funds into the contract, and withdrawing funds from the contract. But to go even further, it could also mean donating to the project, which is found on Gitcoin, adding code to the project, or even visiting the website.
The code is back up on Gitcoin?
I don't know if it's back up. It may have been there. I don't know what Gitcoin is.
You said Gitcoin, not
That's what
GitHub.
It says here. Yeah, Gitcoin. I don't know what
okay.
that is.
I don't know what that is
it
either,
sounds like
but
some
I
sort of crypto
to find
related
out.
Thing. So,
it's
more
probably a crypto-related it's, GitHub,
sounds like
I should be on that.
More questionably, he says, you might even be guilty if you are found mining a transaction that interacts with the application. I mean, that is quite a stretch, but it could be the case. And for listeners that don't know what that means is, on systems like Bitcoin or Ethereum, there are miners that are constantly at work trying to verify transactions and essentially secure the network. So the suggestion here is that if you are the individual, if your computer miner is the one that found the block or mined that block onto the network permanently, if that there was a transfer between one Tornado Cash address and somebody else, then that would be you facilitating the alleged criminal activity of sanctions. So
that makes me wonder whether Monero miners know the content of the transactions as they mine them.
Seems unlikely.
They might not if it's truly zero information. Yeah. In which case, I don't know if that would protect them, but it's interesting. It would be hilarious if they forced us all on the Monero.
Well, that's the thing. That seems like where they're going to go next. And actually, he does address Monero in this as well, because that was the big question when this came out earlier this week. Okay, they're going after Tornado Cash. What's to stop them from going after any other privacy-related system on the internet, whether it be Monero or Zcash or you fill in the blank?
Yeah, usually they want to start with something that would make the average person go, ew.
That's why they trotted out North Korea with these allegations.
Right. But it's like, doesn't North Korea have a right to trade? Are North Koreans just supposed to starve to death?
Apparently,
is
that's
that
what
the
they
plan?
Believe. Yeah. He says, I know you're thinking they can't block a decentralized application, right? Well, technically it is decentralized, so it's very difficult to take down. However, putting it on the sanctions list is going to have a ton of second-order consequences, and so now he's going to get into what those are. For starters, any tokens used on the platform must prevent usage if possible. So, as we discussed earlier this week, USDC is a stablecoin, as they call it, which means it's a crypto token backed by the U.S. dollar. It's issued by a company, a private company called Circle, which is based in the United States. So what happened earlier this week? Circle went into their system, their smart contract that they absolutely can administer because it's a centralized company. It's their code. They run the thing. And they blocked out, I don't know how many, a dozen or whatever, maybe more addresses that were associated with Tornado Cash, and they froze all of the USDC in those accounts. Those people cannot touch their money, even though they may not have been doing anything illegal.
I've been thinking about how to get around this kind of thing.
Use USDC.
Well, don't use USDC. Yeah. But
or Tether.
Avoid stablecoins.
It would be interesting to have little servers running on Raspberry Pis, which are just tiny little Linux boxes, and basically find government buildings that have Wi-Fi and just plug them in, make them unobtrusive and just plug them into an outlet and walk away. And
what would that do?
Well, basically, it could be sitting there mining or running a contract, but even if they physically locate it, they don't know who put it there.
Surveillance footage.
You're long gone.
Surveillance footage might be available.
Well, it might be, but of course, it may not. If you're smart, it may not have been you that actually put it there. Maybe you find a homeless guy and go, oh yeah, go into this government building and use the bathroom and plug this into the wall and walk away, and I'll give you $10. So they got to locate this homeless guy. But even when they, if and when they locate him, does he know who you are? Not if you're smart.
Number 603-283-6160. If you want to join us here. So we'll talk about some of the other secondary and tertiary consequences here, like these centralized stablecoins blocking people out, preventing them from even using their accounts. The number 603-283-6160. There is a decentralized stablecoin these days that's been around for a few years called DAI, but they made the mistake of backing their supposedly decentralized stablecoin with USDC.
They need to DAI.
Yeah. Supposedly they're taking a vote this week to change that and back it with other things, but what a mistake.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News. Upholding the rule of law means applying the law evenly, without fear or favor.
The search warrant used by the FBI during the raid of former President Donald Trump's Florida residence was unsealed. The warrant includes a list of seized property. It states that the, quote, 45 office, all storage rooms, and all other rooms used by Trump and his staff were searched. The unsealed warrant also states, quote, records constituting evidence, contraband, fruits of crime, or other items illegally possessed. Earlier Friday, President Trump said on Truth Social that the documents taken by the FBI did not include classified information. This is USA Radio News. An author has reportedly been stabbed.
Author Salman Rushdie was attacked at a literary event in upstate New York Friday when an assailant stormed the stage soon after his introduction. The man proceeded to attack Rushdie, who was scheduled to talk at the Chautauqua Institute in Chautauqua, New York, about 75 miles south of Buffalo. Rushdie's work, The Satanic Verses, caused the Iranian government in the 1980s to put a multi-million-dollar bounty on his head. Rushdie's condition is unknown at this time. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Muriel Bowser wrote a letter to Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin requesting for the second time that 150 D.C. National Guard members be deployed to the nation's capital to assist with the arrival of migrants. Bowser's requested activation of the National Guard last month, but the Pentagon denied her on August 5th. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Join us here, the number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris. And also, Freedom's Phoenix is your source for all news, economic news, government overreach, insane government spending, and more. You can get today's headlines all in one place. And from a fresh libertarian perspective, you can find that and more at freedomsphoenix.com. That's Freedoms with an S. Phoenix.com. As we continue here, we will dig in a little bit deeper into the tornado cash situation. Then Chris has a story about Pornhub being banned a second time from credit card providers.
Yeah, it has to do with advertising, selling advertising.
Yeah, we'll talk about it coming up here in a bit.
Go away, silly British knigget, or I will taunt you a second time.
We go first, though, to Sarah in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Sarah.
Oh, God.
Oh, yes. What I've been told is that, our state has always been the Sioux state, from what I've been hearing.
And Sioux state?
The Sioux State?
Sioux. S-U-E. Sioux State.
Okay. Did they sue people? Are they litigious?
Yeah, very, 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 very litigious state. And I have seen many, many law offices around downtown. And I've also seen many lawyer commercials. And I'm trying to figure out why this is so. And what's the thing that
people like money and they don't like to work. So if you can use the court system to scam everybody else out of your money, you don't have to work. As a matter of fact, that would be a great way for if you don't have any other skills, that would be a great way for you to spend your time. Go fall down in a bank. You know, I hate banks.
There is, of course, a very popular television series called Better Call Saul that is focused there in New Mexico. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, Sarah, is there any evidence that New Mexico is more litigious than other states? Because it seems like the United States is a particularly litigious society in general.
Well, when you stop caring about people, you don't mind using force against them.
What I was amazed was that, you know, that McDonald's, that the water was too hot, and it spilled onto her private. It burned her.
Yeah, it's an old case.
It's not as crazy as it sounds like, because that particular coffee, I had a lawyer say, you know, that's a really bad example for you to use, because they actually had it like 20 degrees above the near boiling that they usually keep coffee at, so it did a significant amount more damage to this poor person.
I remember hearing that.
It would have done under normal circumstances. But go ahead.
Well, anyway, that was from Albuquerque, believe it or not. And the lady, the food, I mean, people got so upset with her that she had to move out of Albuquerque.
Oh, wow.
So that is the example of the Sue happiness of this place.
But again,
I guess she was so sad by the end because she had to move.
Sarah, you didn't answer my question, though. Is there some evidence that says that New Mexico is more litigious than the rest of the states?
Well, I don't know the actual, like per capita data. I don't know if they have a real breakdown. But I have a theory why this is.
Data matters. It's not the plural of anecdote.
Go ahead with your theory.
Well, I have a theory why this is so, because it's like that everybody has to kind of fend for themselves because
I thought you guys were all commies down there sharing, share
alike.
That's
what she's saying. She's saying she's saying communism would fix this problem, right, Sarah? Is that what you're getting to?
Well, it's still just kind of like the wild, wild leftover mentality. In other words, the laws are not going to protect you. In other words, if you get run over by a red light violator, you have to sue them yourself. You have to get a lawyer and get money out of them, because the state or the city is not going to protect you against speeders or red light violators or anybody else.
Actually a lot better for the poor bastard who got run over, because what they'll do in a lot of states is, you ran this guy over. Okay, well, we're going to take $100,000 from you. The guy you ran over, he doesn't get a dime, but we're going to jack you.
Yeah.
Okay, but, you know, if I got ran over, I'd want that money myself. I'd feel worse if the government got a bunch of money out of it, because they're just going to hurt people with it.
So, Sarah, you actually believe that communism would stop this, right? You think that if there was a communist government, that people would have everything they needed, and so therefore they wouldn't be, the way that, you know, nobody was suggesting, all litigious and lazy.
Are you aware that there are history books out there, and you can actually read words on the paper, and it will tell you about things that happened in the past? Because I think that if you knew anything about the history of the world, you would quickly abandon that theory.
You mean like the history of communism?
The history of communism, the history of reality.
Well, I didn't understand the communism part of it. I mean, we do have form of communism, like you said. Our state gets the most government assistance because of our poverty, more people on disability, Medicaid, food stamps, and whatnot also. But that aspect of the other aspect is that our laws do not really it's not stringent. That part is not so much.
Nobody's laws protect anybody.
Well, here's the thing: is that we have to sue. They hired anybody, and then they raped girls. They had sex with mentally ill girls in the mental hospital.
Okay, who runs the
God? Half the people I've dated have been.
Hold on, Sarah. Hold on. Who runs the mental hospital?
the thing is, your your state people, the law
protects the
women. Our state, we don't. But then our state, they have to get a lawyer to sue on behalf of the mental
hospital. Okay, but who runs the mental hospital?
Well, you know, it's run differently. Your state, they would
You're
not
going to answer that question, are you? We're going to hold your feet to the fire.
Can you answer the question?
Yeah, government officials? I mean, the
So you're saying that the government mental hospital is raping and molesting its own patients?
No, we haven't been raped by the government a couple of times.
Wait, hold up. They were negligent in hiring anybody, like janitors or idiots. They just hired anybody out to the
And these are the people you want to run everything.
And you know why they're that negligent? Because when they screw up, you pay.
Man, there's no consequences for them. That's true. Thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about some of the consequences of the Tornado Cash, the ban, basically, the sanctioning of Tornado Cash, which is an Ethereum mixer that is, as was pointed out earlier, just a code that exists on the Internet. There's no corporation involved here. There's no individual who's running this thing. But yet the federal government's going to start targeting people who interact with this smart contract, apparently. At least that seems to be the intention. They are now targeting the people who apparently programmed the smart contract with the Netherlands arresting somebody this week. But they point out here that another potential consequence is that centralized exchanges may very well start blocking and reporting any transactions to their accounts that they think might be associated with any of the sanctioned accounts. So they're sanctioning a group of accounts that's associated with Tornado Cash, for instance, wherever it is that the mixing goes on, and they have to remove the coins from the mixer and send it to their clients. All of those have been sanctioned.
And like the no-fly list, most of these people are completely innocent.
Correct. And when you sign up to the exchanges, you know, they collect your name and social security number and address, and they will be able to identify you if some of this information comes to some of this data comes to you, because that is ultimately what we're talking about, transferring data. That's what these contracts do. That's what cryptocurrency is. It's bits, it's bytes being moved around from point to point on the Internet. The ISP here. One other thing worth mentioning is that access to the Tornado Cash website can be blocked by your ISP or the company that gives you internet. They can simply block any Tornado Cash web assets from being delivered to your address. Now, of course, there are ways around that.
You can use a VPN.
You can have a VPN.
And it doesn't matter, because if it's delivered on the blockchain, then access it when you're not home.
The number 603-283-6160. You can join us here and share your thoughts. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Compliment your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris. Phones are open. And you can bring up anything you want. We've been talking about the ramifications of what appears to be a first, banning programming, banning code that somebody wrote a few years ago called Tornado Cash. It is currently operating on the Ethereum blockchain. And what that means is there's not a server in a rack somewhere. Like normally when a computer code is being run, it's being run on a single computer or maybe some computers in parallel or whatever, right? Like it's yeah. being run in usually one location on one machine or whatever. But in the case of Ethereum, the whole concept of the Ethereum crypto is not just that it's like Bitcoin where it's being used as money. Ethereum is a programming system. It is a distributed computing system that people can upload code to, and the crypto, the Ethereum tokens or the Ethereum cryptocurrency, is used as the gas, if you will, the money that sort of makes the system go. Basically, you have to pay for every line of code that you want to be run. And so the more complex Ethereum contracts cost more to operate.
If it was cheaper, that would be a hell of a way to run a decentralized search system.
If Ethereum was cheaper, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ethereum's really, really expensive. The last I looked at some of the statistics on it, of course, now that the prices of everything have gone down, it's probably a little cheaper to use it. But
well, and of course, the other thing is you could just take the same software and spin up your own blockchain.
Sure. Well, there is Ethereum Classic already.
Yeah.
There is that. And there are other blockchains that have taken the Ethereum virtual machine, as they called it, and they put that on their blockchains, which are supposedly more efficient and faster. And I don't know which one is the market choice or anything like that at the moment. There are a bunch of them out there, including, I believe, Bitcoin Cash is now doing something in that area. So we've been talking about some of the ramifications, which are that they're essentially telling people if you interact with this Tornado Cash and you're a quote-unquote U.S. person, that you could go to prison. And that
I'm not an us person. I'm a them person.
And that leads to the question of, well, what if you're just simply mining the Ethereum blockchain and that a prohibited transaction goes through your computer during, you know, the process of mining? Does that mean that you're now assisting in, quote-unquote, money laundering in that case?
Working in a code mine going down.
Does that constitute knowing or should have known?
Well, that's the thing. Like, they're alleging that this programmer, who they've now arrested in the Netherlands, and they're apparently charging him in the Netherlands, so he's not, there's no talk about him being extradited at this time, but they're, you know, they're going after
he's
people.
He's all right with the usual amount of dated.
Yeah, they're going after people, and they're saying, well, you made something that that people used criminally. So they're not saying right. that he, per se, even knew that. They're going after him anyway. And that's...
It's not even... You,
Henry Ford's like, lucky he's dead. And Alexander Graham Bell. I mean, how many people arranged for a murder over the telephone and then drove a car to commit it?
Yeah, yeah, it's some small percentage of people used illegally, right? It's not even just
a minority.
Right, right.
Yeah, so that's what they're doing
they're
right
minorities.
Now. And it brings up another question about Monero, and we touched on this briefly earlier, but the last point here they make on the whiteboard crypto release about this is, what does this mean for Monero? If the United States government can add a DApp, meaning decentralized application, to the sanctions list, then they could definitely add a coin. And this would be very bad for Monero, as it would ensure that all U.S. exchanges remove Monero from their listings, which would greatly prevent people from trading the asset. That doesn't mean it would be the end for Monero, but it probably wouldn't be good for future development and price action. And for those that don't know, Monero is the, sort of the world standard, if you will, for anonymized cryptocurrencies. We don't even know who the creator of Monero is, and thank goodness.
Yeah, lucky him.
Yeah, I mean, it was a smart move to not put your name on that particular product, because if they can go after a programmer of a simple mixer, well, they definitely would go after somebody who created Monero, which is much more obscure than just a simple crypto mixer.
Well, you got to look at it from their point of view. Their banking system is complete crap.
Yep.
How dare people come along and deliver something so much better that you owe your lives to these bankers. They own you, and you're trying to escape. Now, of course, some people might take the Frederick Douglass tack and say, when I left you, I took nothing but what belonged to me and in no way reduced your means of making an honest living. This was from the escaped slave Frederick Douglass in a later letter to his so-called master.
Yeah, they're losing control is what's going on.
I'm losing
control. They're freaking out about it. The government.
Yeah, and they're doing everything within their power to try to slow the spread of cryptocurrency, to try to stop people from getting their hands on these important technologies, because it will bring down the banking system if enough people make the switch.
But yeah, and the thing is, I mean, they literally, if they keep carrying this logic to its logical conclusion, which is where logic goes if you don't watch it, you know, if you can ban the DApp, why not ban the language it's written in, the platform it's written on? Why not bring all technological progress to an end, except that progress is made by the few people who have nursed on the snotty ends of the proper meat whistles and therefore are permitted to actually produce things?
You know, I think a good way to describe this might be, these are the same people who want to ban cryptocurrency and are doing all this that want to ban cash and are. They've begun doing it.
They want total control.
And they want to ban farming. They're banning farming in the Netherlands and Canada.
Let's go to Rob. He's in Vermont.
All
Rob.
Production must end.
You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, so have you guys been, or did you follow the case of the state of New Hampshire versus Vladimir Zukoski at all?
No, I did hear about this.
Isn't that the president of the Ukraine?
No, but this guy is apparently from somewhere in Eastern Europe. But
from the name, he'd have to.
This guy was from Russia.
Or have just terribly cruel parents.
He was. What was he charged with? He was recently found not guilty by a jury, and apparently the governor of the state of New Hampshire is upset about it, and he's been lambasting the jury process, I guess, publicly.
Maybe I should cry.
What's the story, Rob?
Him and that meatball there that works at the Attorney General's office. I'm losing, I can't remember his name, but they went ahead and made comments about the decision that the jury made.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I watched this trial on WMUR.
Okay.
At the beginning, mm-hmm. Okay, you could hear a lot of people making all the comments mm-hmm. about how bad this guy was and what he did.
Slam on the brakes for just a second. What was this joker charged with?
He was charged with 7 counts of manslaughter.
Good God, who'd he slaughter?
Well, I mean, what I'm getting to is that this guy was on Route 2 up in north, in New Hampshire, and he was driving along on Route 2, and in the other direction there was this motorcycle club.
I remember that crash.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. what was said was that the guy driving the truck, Vladimir Zukoski, they said he was all gooned out on heroin.
Mm.
No, who was it these days?
Which wasn't true. It wasn't in the morning that he was on heroin, in the afternoon he was good or something?
Yeah, they did an analysis on his blood. They thought there was nothing in there.
Mm.
But what they didn't tell the public...
He's going to die.
No, he didn't. There was no heroin in his system.
Oh, okay.
When
you can live without that.
Okay.
Right. So, but what they didn't tell the public was the guy leading the pack in this motorcycle group was blood alcohol tested at 0.135.
Oh, so he's drunk. God, really drunk.
And that's how he died, the leader of the pack.
But, you know, that's twice the legal limit of what, you know, he should have been having. And they were on their way to go to where? The American Legion.
So they could drink some
in
more.
In where?
They were on their way. They came from a tech pack.
Hang on, Rob. Sounds like a really interesting story, and we're going to continue in a moment. The number 603-283-6160. It sounded like a head-on collision, because he said the truck was going in one direction and these bikers were going in another. And apparently the jury found this guy not guilty.
Saw that Russian disinformation.
There's more coming up here. 603-283-6160. You can join us. Hour number 3 is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. It's stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.